In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we celebrate two Maximuses, Maximus the Confessor and Maximus the Greek. And because of that, we have this reading from Hebrews about faith. It has some of my favorite parts of the entire scripture in it, things that I think should give us great hope. And with hope comes effort and success. It says that out of weakness they were made strong. That is, the Old Testament saints that lived by faith, out of weakness they were made strong. There's a lot of incredible stuff that they did. Quench the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, all kinds of things like that. But what I love is out of weakness they were made strong. Because when I read that, I know that I'm weak and I know that I can become strong. That's why it's one of my favorite parts of all of Scripture, this whole passage. But especially, out of weakness, they were made strong. Do you feel weak? I hope you do, because you are. Only with God can we do anything. So we're all weak, by definition. But do you feel weak sometimes? Do you really feel like you just can't get things done? You just can't overcome a sin? You just can't make things right? You're overcome by laziness or jealousy or anger or some sensual sin or whatever it is. Do you feel weak? Out of weakness, they were made strong. This is for us if we live by faith. At the end of the passage, because of all of these saints and all of these things that that St. Paul has spoken about, he says, "Let us therefore lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." Those are our marching orders. It's possible to do it. We wouldn't be told to do it unless it was possible. In another place, the Lord says, "Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." We're called to perfection. It is possible. He wouldn't say it if it wasn't possible. Now, how do we understand this? Since we're weak, and since we're easily beset by sin, and since we're not really that patient in the race that we're running. We're told to be patient, but we're not that patient. Or perhaps we're more patient than we think. Because patience is to maintain, to continue, even in the midst of your defeats mixed with small victories. Now, another thing that I really love, another part of the scripture that I love, it's in many, many, many places. Basically, it goes like this: "Thy faith hath saved thee." The man who was blind, wanted to be able to see, cried out to the Lord, and when the Lord finally stopped after the man had been crying for a long time and had been told to be quiet, he said, "What do you want? That I might see?" And he says, "Thy faith has saved thee," and made him to be able to see. That same faith we can have. We're no different than the blind man. We're no different, really, than St. Maximus the Greek or St. Maximus the Confessor, or any of the apostles. We're made of the same human stuff. They went through some of the same problems we go through, some of the same weakness, but out of weakness they were made strong. So how is it that we become strong? The scripture says out of weakness they were made strong. And if you know how to read scripture, you know that this is referring to you. Not just a story about other people. It's referring to you. It's referring to the Christian. It's referring to the one who lives with faith. So if this is true, then how do we actualize this in our life? I think the gospel about the blind man tells us. It has within it the Jesus prayer, or the kind of beginning rudiments of it. It's not said exactly like this. "But he cried out, 'Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me.'" Recognizing he's weak. He can't do anything about his blindness. But the Lord can. So he cried out after him, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And he did it over and over. He didn't do it just once or twice, because others around him were rebuking him, saying, be quiet. They wanted to hear Jesus speak, or they wanted to go where he was going. They didn't want this man getting in their way and making a ruckus. So they kept telling him to be quiet, but he wouldn't do it. He cried out the more, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. This is how out of weakness we are made strong. We pray to the Lord. Now, if you can pray akathists and canons all the time, I suppose you don't need the Jesus prayer. But the problem with praying akathists and canons all the time is that we have many daily tasks in which we cannot have a book open, or we can't even be saying something because there's other things we need to be doing. And also, if you pray longer prayers, you lose attention and you lose focus. So, simply and profoundly, we need God's mercy, and we ask for it by saying, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Now, there's other forms of the Jesus prayer. I used to say the long one, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. You can say that, or you can say some variation thereof. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. The important thing is we are begging the Lord for mercy, and we are being like the blind man, and we're asking again and again, and letting our faith be exercised. Now, the life of St. Maximus, and both of the St. Maximuses, their lives were horrible in the things that happened to them. St. Maximus the Confessor, his right hand was cut off, his tongue was cut out because he offended the emperor by writing and by speaking. He still spoke, by the way, which is, by the way, a physical impossibility. You can't speak without a tongue, but he did. St. Maximus the Greek, he was sent to Russia to help with translation of books. He was much misunderstood. He was much like a John the Baptist who would tell people when they were living immorally. People didn't like that. He was put in prison, I believe it was 27 years. Prison, which was a dungeon with torture, with tormentors that were assigned to him for 27 years. Now, do you think, just possibly, that during the time of when these men were being persecuted, that there might have been a moment when they wavered, a moment when they felt very weak, a moment when they felt like giving up? Well, of course. They're human. But because of their faith, they were made strong. To have faith is not to be absolutely perfect and never waver. It is, no matter what, to proceed, to endure, to run with patience. So let's apply that to our lives. Our lives are pretty mundane and pretty, they're not very pretty. Sometimes we don't say our prayers. Sometimes we get mad about stuff we shouldn't get mad about. All kinds of stuff is happening to us every day. And we're sometimes equal to the task and unfortunately often not equal to the task. Is that any different, really, than the saints? Look at the apostles. The apostles made a lot of mistakes. Their mistakes are right there in the Gospels. But they had faith. They endured. They stayed with the Lord. And because of that, they were made strong out of their weakness. And they become great. And their sound is now heard throughout all the world. It can be that with us. Don't look at how your life is a series of failures. Look at how God will make you strong out of your weakness. And pray. That's our biggest problem. We don't pray enough. You need to pray. You need to pray a lot and often and with desire, with effort. If you're not saying the Jesus prayer, you should. You know that I talk about it often. It's really important. Pray with a great desire for God to fill you. I find it's the easiest prayer to say with attention. Other people can say other prayers. But for the most part, the Jesus Prayer is what applies the best to our lives. You should pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray when you're in your car. Pray for your loved ones. You have someone who's going through some problem? Pray for them with the Jesus Prayer. Take a short, a small chotki like this one I have. This one I think is probably 33 knots or something. You can get them in 33, 50, 100. You can get 300 if you want. I wouldn't recommend using that in your car. This would be better. A small one. And you pray for that person. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon Andre. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy upon Andre. Try to pray with attention. Now, your prayer won't be that good. We're not that good at anything. There'll be inattention in your prayer. You'll be thinking about stuff. You might even be getting angry about stuff or upset about stuff. All kinds of stuff happens when you pray with attention. If you don't pray with attention, you're barely aware and you don't notice it. But if you pray with attention, you pray with effort, it's going to be war. And it's going to be hard. But it's also going to be sweet. And out of your weakness, you will be made strong. But you have to be like the blind man. Pray over and over again. Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. Pray for your children. Pray for your father. Pray for your mother. Pray for your spouse. You can pray for your pastor. I would appreciate your prayers. And out of weakness, you will be made strong. The scripture promises it. We just have to obtain this promise by doing what the scripture says. And St. Maximus, the confessor, St. Maximus the Greek, are excellent examples. They endured for years terrible trials. And yet, their writings are amazing and profound and full of love and wisdom. Because they endured. Because out of their weakness they were made strong. That's what we must do. That's what this passage about the blind man teaches us. Pray often. Knock on the door. Bang on the door with a hammer. With a battering ram, you say, Lord Jesus Christ, have mercy on me. If you don't have this in your habits, begin now. Begin today. Especially it is good in the morning. I think a very good thing is when you wake up in the middle of the night. If you do, pray during that time. Just started doing that. When I wake up, I pray for a little while. By the way, don't worry about if you can't get back to sleep. Usually praying will put you to sleep. So you can still get back to sleep. But maybe if you're fortunate, if God allows, you might pray for an hour or two. And those are blessed minutes that you pray. Pray with attention and desire. And in the middle of the night, I find it 100% of the time I say the Jesus Prayer. I can't think of anything else to do. Anything else that really makes sense at that moment. Let's be like the blind man. And let's pray with consistency. Let's not listen to the crowd. We've got crowd too, you know. We've got the demon saying, why do you bother praying? You know, you're full of sin. We've also got our schedules that are telling us, oh, you have to do this, you have to do that. Know what you need to do. The most important thing you need to do today is pray with attention. That's the most important thing. So I recommend to you strongly, the first thing you do in the morning is pray. Especially pray with this attention. Some people get up and they say their morning prayers. If that works for you, that's fine. It doesn't work for me. I need to pray with some attention in the beginning. So actually, I use my diptychs at the beginning and pray the Jesus Prayer for myself and especially for my flock. And it seems to give me a little energy than to say morning prayers or to say the Psalter. Try this. If you're not praying the Jesus Prayer, begin to do it. It's going to make a big difference in your life. Let's be like the blind man. Let's pursue the Lord. He expects us to pursue him. Sometimes he's going to speed up a little bit and get ahead of us. We have to pursue him. And when we do, then he will say to us, your faith has saved you. And it will, if you run the race with patience. So may God help us to pursue the Lord, to say the Jesus prayer, and to expect that out of our weakness we will be made strong. God bless you.